great two-day state tournament for the girls. Do you see this increasing to 3 days here down the line?
You know, maybe eventually, possibly if they ever get to three classes of the girls, I can see them doing that. But for right now, the two-day schedule seems to work pretty good.
But the way I think you and I talked about, the way the numbers are increasing all the time, would it be any surprise we see three classes pretty soon, maybe four?
Yeah, I don't think it would be a surprise for sure. It took us 3 years to get to two classes. We wrestled just the one for 3 years. I can see it maybe taking maybe about 6 years to get to the three classes. But it does continue to grow, maybe at a little bit of a slower pace right now. But it'll continue to grow.
You bet. Well, let's recap what happened. You got a young lady next to you, which we'll hear from her coming up here shortly. And Alexis Steinbeck just had a tremendous season. Regular season, districts, making it down to state, and in the medal round contention. What a job by Alexis this year.
Absolutely. Great season capped off with a great state tournament. You know, that state tournament, wrestling in Class A, of course, like we did, it is tremendous skill sets from all the girls, the depth of those teams. You've got Omaha West Side, who finished first as champions. Kearney was a close second, Norfolk on Grand Island, I mean, Lexington, York, you just go down the list, and the depth of those teams, just quality girl wrestlers, and I'm just amazed at how these girls have wrestled in year five.
And she has had a tremendous season. I mean, are you sure you want to be wrestling on that final match in the championship? But she was also close.
Oh, so close. Yep, I think she finished up, 37-8 this year for her record. So had a great great season. State tournament, we went down there. And, you know, coaches talk is always take one match at a time. You know, don't look ahead. She got that first win with a good draw. A tough girl from Beatrice, a sophomore, with a 35-10 record. So we knew she was going to be a good wrestler. We got through that, and then we matched up a rematch for the third time this season with the Lexington girl, who she was down there wanting to kind of make a name for herself, and she wrestled us very, very tough, and we were fortunate enough to get the win late there and move on to the semis. The semifinal match, Alexis wrestled the eventual state champion from Omaha West Side. So we come back through, and we win the next match, and then just kept moving on, and yeah, fourth place finish is just outstanding at that state tournament.
All right, let's pass the microphone over to Alexis. She is here with us. Good morning, young lady. How are you?
Good morning. Good. How are you?
Doing good. Doing good. Are you in withdrawals? I mean, you've been the last meets matches were on Wednesday. It's Saturday. It's like I'm missing it.
Yeah, I'm missing it for sure. But I like right after this season, I jumped straight into freestyle, so it's not gone, but it's not the same. I'm definitely going to miss, like, the girls and being able to, like, wrestle for McCook and still be in high school, but it's okay. I'm just glad I finished it.
I know talking to Peyton last week, the team aspect, we're a really tight team. You guys get along, push each other a lot, don't you?
Yeah, it's definitely – at the beginning when you have all the freshmen, they're scared, and they're kind of like, oh, senior's scary, whatever, okay. And then after, like, a while, I think maybe the Christmas party, everybody fizzled out, and it's super heartwarming to, like, just know that you have people to back you up even though, like, you didn't know them a year ago or something like that. And especially to bond over wrestling, it's super cool.
Let's talk about state tournament. Your first match, before that match, were you a bundle of nerves?
Yeah, I was a bundle of nerves on the ride up the day before. I got no sleep, freaking out. But literally after that match was over, I went and got warmed up for my next match, and I was like, okay, I can do this. Like, it's okay. You get the first, like, jitters out, and everything's fine.
But you know what? I bet you there are hundreds of other girls in your same boat who are feeling the same way.
Yes, I will have to 100% agree. You can kind of just see it on people's face. You can definitely see it on mine. But you can tell when people are nervous.
Big venue, down the mats, a lot of people around, stuff like that. It just takes a little bit of time to soak it up, doesn't it?
Yep, a lot. A lot of time, but you don't have a lot of time. The first day, maybe there was like a good amount of time in between my matches, but the second day, it was like I wrestled, then before I knew it, I was wrestling again. I was like, okay, you have to recoup, forget about everything, you'll be fine.
Trying to think which, I think it was the final match on Tuesday to get you in. You were trailed 7-0. Was that the Lexington girl?
Yeah.
I watched that and went, oh, no, because you would think 7-0.
Yeah.
You're in a hole early. Talk about that. It just didn't start off the greatest for you.
Honestly, every time I wrestle that girl, and sometimes more recently, I will get down in points. I'll get it taken out. I'll get on my back. But then I'll end up coming out of it and pinning the other girl. It's weird. I don't know exactly how it works, but I get into the match, I take a really bad shot, and she just gets her arms under my shoulders and whips me over. I had a nasty bridge for a while, and then eventually I was able to roll out of it, and next thing you know, I'm on top. It was pretty cool. It was a crazy match.
Yeah, 7-0, and then you got the three points. I think you went off the mat,
yes.
Got in the middle, and then you took over after that.
Yes.
And in no time, it was done.
Mm-hmm.
It was done. You stuck her like that.
Yep. There's like... I think I shocked her quite a bit because I did mat return her a few times, and most of the time when we finish that match, she ends up like being a little bit emotional about it, and I feel terrible. I don't ever know if I hurt her, if I just hurt her like ego or her heart and something like that. So other than that, like I feel bad for the girl, but she's got next year. She'll come back and she'll get some good wins.
So you're saying this was the third time you faced
yes.
her? So was each match pretty similar or...
I would say so.
Uh-huh.
The first time I wrestled her, I thought I had to wrestle a different Lexington girl that was really good, and they're both really good wrestlers. So I was nervous, and I saw her come on the mat, and I was like, it's okay. I'll be fine. And that was in Norton, and it was a really good match. And then in Lexington, I had her for my finals match, and I was on my back once again, and I had completely rolled out of that one, gripped onto the side of her, ripped myself over, and ended up pinning her.
So, more times than not, you're pretty confident. It's my third time. I know her. But sometimes, like, oh, I beat her twice. She's going to be looking for payback in the biggest match so far.
That was exactly what I was – that was my whole thought process. And I had talked to Coach about it. I've talked to other people about it. And they said the same thing. So, if she's going to want it, I have to want it more.
Matches after that, as we talk about, they get tougher.
Yep.
Each and every match down there. You win, you move on, they get so much tougher, don't they?
Yes, especially facing the champion. I didn't know she was a previous champion, so I went into that match being like, it's okay, like I got it. Like as long as I just get my shots, I'm heavy with my hands, I'm good with my fakes. But she was a very good defensive wrestler, and every time I take a shot, she was already right back behind me. And after a few times, I think we made it to the third period. I shot again. She got on, or no, she picked top. It was decision. She picked top and got the double chicken wings in and flipped me right over.
Folks are listening to the terms of wrestling terms that the athletes and the coaches talk about, and there's probably some out there that know what we're talking about.
Yeah.
But a lot of folks, chicken wings, stuff like that. Do you get a lot of people that going, what?
Yes.
Huh? What was that again?
Like there's firemen's corkscrew, and they're like, what are you talking about?
That's the terms of high school,
yes.
All wrestling all together, isn't it?
Yes.
You bet. Just a great senior season. I ask this of all the seniors. Do you wish you had another year to do it again?
100%.
Okay.
I wish I would have started my freshman year. Truly, I wish I would have had more time actually wrestling with the program, but I was very scared. Honestly, even my first year, I was like, I don't like this.
Mm-hmm.
And then I didn't think I was going to come back my junior year, and I was like, wait. I have to go back. Like, I didn't finish the first season, so I wish I had a little bit longer. Like, 2.5 years is not enough.
And to be on the medal stand at the end, that's got to feel good.
It definitely feels amazing. My first goal, I did a lot of off-season work, and my first goal, I told my off-season coach, all I want to do is qualify for state, and next thing you know, I'm on the medal stand. That's a pretty crazy accomplishment for me.
So what's that? You mentioned you are still wrestling a little bit now. What's next for you now?
I don't plan to like go to college or anything for wrestling. I'm just like kind of not ready for season to be over.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm going to go and do a lot of freestyle wrestling, freestyle tournaments. I want to try to go to Fargo, AAU. There's another one in Vegas. I don't think I'm going to make it to that one, although I really wish I could. Right before that, my coach is going to Washington with a couple girls,
mm-hmm.
and I don't think he's going to be back in time. But if he is, I definitely will take up that offer.
Did you think about maybe doing college wrestling, or just like, maybe not?
I've definitely thought about it, but I don't want to deal with the stress of college and then also with the stress of dieting and working out and all those things, although it is something that I probably should do, but I'd rather just work on my schoolwork and get it done as fast as I can.
So have you picked a school where you're going to go?
If my mom's listening, I'm sorry. I want to go to UNO or UNL.
Is this like for the first time we're announcing this?
No. She just does not want me to go to Omaha.
Okay.
She thinks it's very scary, which I understand, but.
I have a daughter in Omaha too, so I'm just telling you, Mom, everything's worked out for her in her second year, so it's been pretty cool, but it's a city that, it's a big city.
Yep.
And you look out for your kids, so I can understand her a little bit.
Thank you. She's like, if you leave the house or if you leave your dorm room, you have to have this person come with you, this person, or like, I'm going to give this person your location. And I'm like, Mom, it's going to be okay.
Yeah. Been there, done that. Been there, done that. So that's your choice. You're just up in the air still. Yes. That's where you're leaning to.
I'm leaning more towards Omaha, but I have yet to visit Lincoln.
Okay.
So.
All right. What are you going to be studying?
I think Peyton mentioned this last week, too. I want to be a special education teacher as well.
She did, yeah. Mm-hmm. So we're looking at maybe a coaching in the future?
I think so, honestly. If I find the right school and I'm like, I have enough time, definitely, but I do want a ref. I really do want a ref.
Because Peyton mentioned that, yep. too, being an official, yeah. Mm-hmm.
The last few practices with our junior high girls, I've asked Peyton if I could rep their matches, their exhibition matches. But I think it's fun. I think it's cool. I just need to get better at paying attention.
Well, it's like anything. Once you keep doing it and keep doing repetition over and over again, yep. it'll be old hat for you.
Yep.
And you know the sport like no other. You know all the rules and stuff like that too, don't you?
Yep.
You bet. Well, cool. It's been a great career and a great bunch. And how about this guy as a coach? Pretty good guy, isn't he?
Oh, my gosh. He's an amazing guy. And he's the type of person, I'm like, hey, let's walk down the hallway. I don't want to do it alone. He's like, no, this is all about you, not me. And I'm like, no, you're a senior too. But other than that, coach is just he's such a supportive, empathetic, amazing person. And I don't care what he says. We have softened him up a lot.
So before, in the past, he was...
No, he was always, soft with us. But, okay. If you would have seen him coaching a guy, it's a completely different
guy. Okay, that. Oh, boy. You kind of opened up a little something there.
We'll fight over it, guys.
Exactly right.
No, he knows it. It's okay.
Exactly. Does a great job. I know.
Yes.
Gonna miss the team aspect, yeah. aren't
you? If you need a pep talk, Kozik, someone you should go to.
There you go. There you go. Thanks for coming down. Appreciate
yes,
it.
Thank you.
You bet. You're almost done. You got a couple of months left in your senior season. It's going to go by fast.
Yep. Unfortunately. But honestly, I think I'm at the point where I want to leave, but then I still I don't want to leave.
Right, right.
Just done with high school.
But you're going to be, as you said, you're going to be in that wrestling room a lot.
Yep.
They keep it open and work out and stuff like that, mm-hmm. if you want to go all these extra tournaments, right?
Yep. It's going to be pretty cool.
Who's going to work out with you? Do you have a workout partner?
My club. It's a wrestling club, okay. So there's a bunch of wrestlers that go there.
Okay. Is that local? Okay.
It's in North Platte.
Is that what Peyton taught? The 308?
308 Academy. Gotcha. At the DNN Event Center.
Gotcha. So that sounds like a pretty cool little club, isn't it?
It is pretty cool, and it's very fortunate for a lot of people in surrounding towns and stuff like that. It's very helpful for the people who can't get to those sort of opportunities, and they help out a lot.
And I asked Peyton to sing. She mentioned the last thing. I'm sure you would agree that the numbers for Bison girls wrestling and girls wrestling all together really picking up, aren't they?
Insanely. At the beginning of the season, we had the most girls I think I've seen ever. Mm-hmm. And then when the junior high girls came in, I was like, oh my gosh, we do not have enough room. This where we're at. The mag was, no. Not enough room for everybody.
Gonna have to have a bigger building.
Yep.
Somebody's got to build a bigger building for you, huh?
I think we should have taken the mats outside. That would have been fun.
Well, at times when it was 70 degrees, you probably could.
No.
But on a day like this, probably not.
Yeah.
But the future is in good hands, isn't it?
Yes. Yes. Hopefully. Let's just warm up. That's all I care about.
You're not a big cold weather fan, are you?
No. I love the snow, but I love the warmth. There's a good mix.
Alexis, thanks a million for coming down.
Yes, thank you.
One more time with Coach Hosek, this guy. I've made phone calls. Hey, Coach, can we talk wrestling? And by gosh, never says no. And I sure appreciate that, Coach.
Absolutely, Rich. You know, Alexis has led us in team points this year. She led us in wins. I think she set our seasonal record for takedowns this year. So just a tremendous season for her. And, I mean, we talked about how great of a wrestler she is. But more than that, she's a great young lady. She's been a great leader for us. And she just has all those intangibles that you just love to coach. Love to see as a coach. So it's been a pleasure. And speaking of that, it's just been a pleasure of being part of this growth of girls wrestling for the last 5 years. I did not anticipate on being here 5 years later, but I have thoroughly enjoyed it every minute. Practices, tournaments, and just being around the girls, and it's just been a lot of fun, Rich.
Now, what's next for you now, Coach?
The next is retirement. I will stay busy. Mm-hmm. I will find some things to do. I will still be following the girls. I will still make some tournaments and everything.
Right.
But Mr. Nichols will be ambitiously finding somebody to fill this spot, and it's going to be a great spot to step into. You know, the base is set. I mean, we've got the girls, we've got the talent, we've got everything that a coach would love to come in and start a program with. So always continue the program.
Exactly. I always tell coaches and tell Coach Holzick, you're too young to retire. I mean, you're a young guy still. But no, you've had a great career. You enjoyed it. But there's other things you want to do, right?
Absolutely. Yep. we, my wife and I like to lead a very active life, you know, and we love to hike and bike, and we've got several trips planned and things. So
cool.
You still got to save some time in your life to do those things too.
Exactly right. Well, God bless you for what you've done in this tournament, for this program, getting girls to the state tournament. And as you said, you're not going to just go away. You're going to still watch and see what the program's all about.
That's what I told the girls. I will still be around for sure.